I'm thrilled to have the confidence of my colleagues to be able to lead them, not just as Democrats, but as Wisconsinites. And I'd hope that the governor and the Republicans, we can all cast off our partisan labels and find ways to find family-sustaining jobs for our state, find ways to increase accountability and transparency within government, and to be able to move forward with the confidence of the people of Wisconsin. I think there's anything that came out of last week's election, it's that that's what they want out of us, and that's what we owe them.
Are there any particular initiatives that you would like to see pursued on a bipartisan basis? I mean, you mentioned, obviously, family-sustaining jobs, but when we get down to specifics, or anything you'd be interested in initiating?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest is making sure we restore confidence in our education system in the state, bring it back to greatness. I think that the huge cuts that we saw in the last session are unsustainable. I think that if we're going to be a business-friendly state, we have to be an education-friendly state. You can't be pro-business without being pro-education. So I'd hope that we have a good, vigorous conversation to make sure we can reduce class sizes and are prioritizing our children's future moving forward. But beyond that, it's a matter of making sure the voice of the middle class is heard in the upcoming session.
Anything that you're hearing from legislative leaders, Republican leaders, or the governor right now that gets you paused?
Well, I'd say right after this, I know that they're forming their agenda right now. Right after I get away from you guys, I plan on reaching out to the governor to start a conversation with him, reach out to the Republican leaders, and start having a conversation about what we can all do together to move our state forward. So agendas are being written. I'm the eternal optimist that we're going to find ways to work together. And instead of pursuing partisan pet projects, we're going to find ways to move Wisconsin forward, especially at this time of need.
They want to use new revenue for some type of an income tax cut instead of, you know, restoring school funding cuts.
Look, we have this. There's right now we have a surplus in the state, and it's something that they're bragging about. But I think it's immoral when we've seen this huge cut to education. If we're not prioritizing what our values are, there's a deficit there, and that's, if you want to call it a values deficit, it's a values deficit where we may have leftover money, but if we're not addressing our values, and I think everybody believes that education and our kids' future is a value we hold dear, we have to address that values deficit. Before we start divvying off any money that we have left over.
What's the Republicans have to block Republican agenda this year?
We've
talked with you have 17-16, and you know, you compare it with Dale Schultz sometimes.
Right. We'd hope that it wouldn't come to that. I'd hope that we were able to find ways that we can vote with the Republicans and find ways to agree with them on some of the issues that they want to bring forward. So I'm optimistic that we're going to be able to do that. The fact is they have the votes to do whatever they want. If they decide to use that to ignore the will of the people and ignore the state of Wisconsin, it's our job to bring up their voice and amplify it. If you look at the statewide map, the way that they cut these districts, it's going to make it difficult for Democrats to be heard. Even though the entire map went Democratic, they drew lines so they're in the majority. So it's going to be our job in the minority to make sure that those voices are heard, the voices of the majority.
Is the map tough for you in 2014 as well?
Well, I don't think people want to talk elections just yet. If besides reporters and besides politicians, it's not something we're talking about yet.
Speaker Voss did talk last session about changing the recall statute. Is that anything you'd be willing to discuss, or is that a non-starter as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think there are provisions within the recalls that we can look at. I think, you know, as a baseline, if it's going to make sure that we're able to hold public officials accountable, that's going to be the baseline. If it's something that's going to insulate public officials from being held accountable, that's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to move that direction. I think that something we could agree on is trying to eliminate that provision that allows for unlimited fundraising. I don't think there's an appetite for seeing more campaign funding in our state. So it'd be nice to address that, to get rid of some of this money that's being thrown around in elections. So I'm optimistic in working with Representative Voss on that. So thank you, guys.
Thanks.